And now you heard the wife, now you get to hear the husband. Rich Eilbert, many of you know him. He came out with a CD, a very fine CD, a few months ago. And he's a wonderful songwriter. Please give Rich Eilbert a big welcome.
My secretary. Wish I had a secretary. Sure. Hope so. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Well, as many of you know, I'm a songwriter. I want to do a little experiment here. This is a brand new song, so hope you bear with me. But it was kind of inspired by some, you might call this a political rant. I think Terrence and Mary will appreciate it. There was kind of a recent Supreme Court decision about corporations and people. And the title of this song is called "A Corporation Is Not a Person." I think you'll get the references. Back when I was in high school, we were taught about democracy, and they warned us about the fascists who believed. You getting the vocals there? Okay. Back when I was in high school, we were taught about democracy. A union of the people, and for the people to live free. And they warned us about the fascists who believe in the corporate state. Government in league with business to keep the working man forever in checkmate. Five old men in their dark black robes, puppet of the companies who brought their hearts and souls. Watch them jump as the rich men pull the strings, overturning laws like they didn't mean a thing. Hired to convince us that a crocodile has wings. A corporation is not a person, that's plain common sense. The loyalty of a business are not the same as citizens, and profits are its lifeblood. That's the nature of the game. A person and a corporation, no way that they're the same. Five old men in their dark black robes, puppets of the companies which bought their heart and souls. Watch them jump as the rich men pull the strings, overturning laws like they didn't mean a thing. Hired to convince us that a crocodile has wings. Those judges on the high court, they're paid to be blind. Cause my free speech and Exxon's, they're not the same kind. And I if I put $1 billion in a political machine. I'd find senators and congressmen who'd swear the sky was green. If 5 old men in their dark black robes, puppets of the companies who bought their hearts and souls, watch them jump as the rich men pull the strings, overturning laws like they didn't mean a thing, hired to convince us that a crocodile has wings. A corporation is not a person. No, I don't care what those bastards claim. It has no heart, no children, no blood running through its veins. And those fascists, drunk with their power, can't drop dead in their long black gowns. 'Cause the spirit of revolution is sweeping through this town. It's gonna blow.
One more hand for Rich Eilbert, please.